Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, y'all, make some noise. Make some noise, make some noise, make some noise. Come on, make some noise out there.
Welcome to Word Outreach International with your host, Dr. Jerry O. Robinson, bringing practical teaching, spiritual insight, and prophetic utterances from the Word of God. So call your friends and family and tell them to tune in right now to Word Outreach International. May God continue to richly bless you.
Back with you again on another episode with Blog Talk Radio and host Dr. J. O. Robinson. And again, I've had one of the hardest hitting people in the world with me today, the love of my life, my pride, my priceless princess, my wife, Marla J. Robinson.
Oh, bless the Lord. Thank you for such a wonderful, edifying introduction, sir. I just thank God and praise God for being here on this morning with you all, and thank God for having a blessed holiday season during Thanksgiving. We extend to you a belated happy Thanksgiving, but even going from Thanksgiving now, getting ready to go into the Christmas holiday season, I just want to let you all know that we love you and we thank God for you. Such a blessing to be here with you on today. Praise God.
Amen. You know, this is all about love, everything that we're doing. Not only, I thank God for my wife saying that we were thankful.
Amen.
You know, this is the time of the year when we can finally celebrate something good. You know, we talked about for the last couple of podcasts, the spirit of fear, Halloween, and all of those things that were coming up, leading up to these days. But look what was trying to intercept the good days,
yes,
the bad days,
yes.
And the spirit of fear and Halloween and people celebrating the dead and all of those things that come to bring a clog in the wheel, as you would,
amen,
against what really should be taking place in the body of Christ as well as around the world, and that is that we should be thankful.
Yes, Lord.
And
thank
grateful
you,
that the Lord has given us times and opportunities and days to show him how much we appreciate him.
Oh, yes. Oh,
and
yes.
And so with that in mind, I just wanted to say happy Thanksgiving as well to all of you out there who listen to us, those of you who hear us consistently, those of you who are listening to us also in the archives who hear us and hear the messages. We pray, and we heard your comments, and we pray that we will continue to be a blessing to you.
Amen.
So that
amen,
as we continue to reach out, you will understand that it is all about the love of God, the
yes,
love of Christ. And Jesus is loving you through
us
right now. And that's the greatest thing that we want you to know, is that this is the love thing. Today we're going to be talking about, you know, last week, the last time we talked on the blog, I talked about a little bit about temptation. And I think that some of you had some very good comments to me about the thing we did with temptation. And in the days to come, we'll probably do just a little bit more with that. But the Lord laid on my heart this time to talk to you about something that I think is very important in the body of Christ. And that is from a particular parable that Jesus gave to his disciples in Luke chapter 13. And if you have your Bibles and you are a blogger with us, let's go back. Let's go to that particular passage of Scripture.
Amen.
And let's see what Jesus is saying to not only his disciples, but those who are standing by. He's talking also to the people that are around him at this particular time.
Yes.
Luke chapter 13. 15, beginning with verse 6. Now, to kind of give you a little bit of background on what's going gets ready to take place here, let's start at verse 1, and then we will work our way down to verse 6 to kind of give you an understanding of what's being said in this particular passage. And the verse 1 says, there was present at that season some that told him of the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And Jesus answering said unto them, suppose ye that these Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans, because they suffered such things? I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Are those 18 upon whom the tower of Siloam fell and slew them, think ye that they were sinners above all men that dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. And now here we go, Jesus. Now he's getting ready to give them a parable. And what is he really emphasizing here as we go into verse 6? We kind of get an understanding of what he was saying to the people at this particular time. Verse 6 says, he spake also this parable, and he says it like this. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and sought fruit thereon and found none. Then said he unto the dresser of his vineyard, behold, these 3 years I've come seeking fruit on this fig tree and found none. Cut it down.
Mm-hmm.
Why cumbereth it the ground? And he answering said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it and dung it. And if it bear fruit, well, and if not, then after that thou shalt cut it down. Now, Jesus is absolutely addressing the situation that's taking place here about the Galileans, and that they had fallen into the hands of Pilate.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And Jesus asked the question to his disciples. He said, do you think they were sinners? That they were fallen into the hands of Pilate? And he goes on to give them an understanding about where he was really going with that when he brings up the parable to them. And he says to them, let me speak this parable to you. Now, a parable is a story that
yes.
has a hidden message on the inside of it.
Oh, yes.
And it was given as parables because everybody was not able to understand Jesus' mission and his purpose in the earth. So therefore, he had to speak to them in parables because he knew that some of them would not believe if he would begin to talk about things of the kingdom, about himself and his disciples and other things that were happening around him. So he began to give parables of everyday life. And that's what I want to tell you today, friend. Parables are significant to you and me because they emphasize to us what people really do in everyday life.
Yes.
Everyday life, like you and I, so we can relate to what is really going on. He wanted to be able to relate to the people what was really taking place. So he gives them a story. He tells them a storyline, and he begins to share with them about a certain man. And this is how he says it. A certain man had a fig tree.
Yes.
Okay.
But even, sir, can
yes.
we just go back a little bit to before he gets to that fig tree that you dealt with, we go back up to that first through the fifth verses of Luke chapter 13. He's really, as you said, he's giving them an introduction as to what he's about to really talk to. The parable is giving them an insight to what is actually getting ready to happen. They're asking him questions about, well, you know, Lord, Pilate slew some Jews who were sacrificing in the temple. That's the earlier part, the verses 13
right.
through 5. That's what's being dealt with here, everyone. And those of you who may not be learned of this, and those of you who, just to give you a reminder. And so he's going, well, they were sacrificing in the temple. You know, in other words, the temple, of course, as we recognize in today's vernacular, is church. They in church, they praising God, you know, I'm just going to break it down. And they you know, they're just at the altar, just giving up, repenting of their sins, and then they were killed. And he's like, well, were they that bad of sinners, you know, Lord Jesus, that they had to be killed like that? And Jesus told them, no, not at all, no, mm-mm. And then they said, and then they're going to give him another one. And they said, but Jesus, what about in the Tower of Siloam when it fell and, you know, 18 people, 18, you know, men who were praising you and worshiping you, giving their life and their heart to you, were they that bad of sinners too? And Jesus told him again, no, not at all. Ultimately, what he was telling him is that if you don't repent and if you don't change your ways, even though or help others to change their ways, ministering to others like the man of God, Apostle Robinson, is doing this morning, and helping people to understand the reality that there is a circumstance, there is a repercussion to sin, that there are things will happen. And you don't always have to be, because we think about, and I'm sorry to bring this up again, but when we think about 9/11, not everybody in those towers that fell were sinners. There were a lot of people who were Christian, but unfortunately, some things can outweigh the other. There was an evil man, Pilate, and he was king, and you know, he determined that he wanted all the people killed. He put out a decree, so they were destroyed. There was an evil person, Saddam Hussein, who was insane, put out a decree that he wanted those towers to come down. He wanted his people to sacrifice their bodies for Allah. And people think that this, and other people, to kill other people, to make a statement. And unfortunately, the statement that most people who are not saved get, they get afraid. They run like they did in the beginning. They run to church. They're there all the time. Then after it kind of die down some, then they say, oh, well, everything's all right now. I can go back to doing the things that I used to do. I can sin. I can whoremonger. I can commit adultery. I can, as some women do, prostitute their bodies. And you just do whatever they want to do.
Men as well.
And men as well, nowadays, of course, as well as the unfortunate heretic sins and the sins of abomination, you know, persons that proclaim to be something that they're not, whether it's a man proclaiming that he was actually a woman and whether it was a woman proclaiming that she was actually a man. Praise God. I just wanted to bring that insight into before you really got deep into what was going on, because it's some cutting off going here. There's some things that are getting ready to happen that are not good, as per se people would think, but it's yet God, because God hates sin.
Thank you for saying that, and I know that you probably, when you said Saddam Hussein, you meant to probably say Bin Laden.
But I'm sorry.
But it's okay. But
forgive me.
But
yes.
You know that all of these people were connected
with the
destruction.
Thank you.
Of the lives of people.
Yes, sir.
And so Jesus now is addressing the situation because the disciples and the people that are around are kind of upset and disturbed about what took place and what actually happened with those people's lives, because they were saying, well, did they not live good lives, and did they not live upright before you, or were they not good enough to continue to live? Why did they have to die in the midst of them seemingly worshiping God?
Yes, sir.
Because they were in the temple, and the Bible says that, and you see the parable, as my wife explained it to you, that their blood, as the Bible says, was mingled with the sacrifice.
Yes.
In other words, the sacrifice, they were giving sacrifices in the temple as honor and homage to the Lord at that particular time, Yahweh, and now they're being killed right there in the front of everybody, right in the church, in the temple, as we would call it. And now, all of a sudden, questions are being raised as to what is going on. Now, we know we got to have a lot of controversy around certain things here that just happened with Michael Brown, and I believe that other situation with
a young man in Missouri.
It was in Missouri, yes, and that as well as the one of our great friends, Dr. Miles Monroe, who died early, who was 60 years old, and and the plane crashed. And,
yes.
And so you have we have questions
his
around the things.
Well,
and,
yes.
Well, his wife.
And his daughter.
And
yes.
His daughter, because he was just as him and his wife. But,
he and his wife. I'm
right.
Sorry.
And there was a misconception, communications with that.
That's right.
Yes. But anyway, the bottom line is that we have questions around, well, why do these things happen? And what we came to do today is to somewhat explain possibly by the grace of God to you, but maybe not giving you the full answer as to what you maybe wanted to hear, but some type of explanation to the things that center around the lives of people.
Yes.
And so Jesus began to talk to his disciples on this basis, on this premises. He says, listen, he says, there was a man who had a certain man. He didn't even give the man's name. All he said was that he had a fig tree planted in his vineyard.
In his garden, oh yeah.
And he came and sought fruit thereon and found
none.
Now, let's talk about that for a minute, because here, the fig tree is in the parable. And the fig tree is supposed to bear fruit in its season. Because notice, he says up in the top of the verse, at verse 1, he says, there was present at that season some that told him of the Galileans. In that season, and what he was saying is, there was a season that took place.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something? There's seasons that are coming in your life and my life. There are good seasons, there are bad seasons. And Jesus, even the Word of God even told us, as long as there is winter,
yes, sir.
Spring,
yes, sir.
Summer, and fall.
Oh, yes.
The earth would do that. We would have
springtime and harvest. Yes,
that,
sir.
We would have seasons that would come. So it's inevitable. We're entering at this particular time. We're just leaving. We're in between the fall going into the winter.
Yes.
And so now what we're doing is we're getting ready. The leaves are falling. Autumn
yes.
has come. The
yes.
beautiful trees, the leaves will come. Autumn is here. And now, all of a sudden, now it's going to be bare in a couple of days. As we look at it, we're going to see no leaves, and all we're going to see is bare trees getting ready to get themselves ready for the springtime.
Yes.
So here we come with a season.
Mm.
And so Jesus now is alluding to this as a season. And friend, I'm going to tell you something. There are going to be seasons in your life, and
oh,
there are going
yes.
to be seasons in my life that we're not going to enjoy.
I know
there are
that's
some
right.
things that are going to happen. And I'm going to tell you, I just want to brace you that life, somebody says life is not fair.
Uh-huh.
Well, let's look at it from the standpoint of what life is. Life is all about one thing, and it's called living.
Yes.
And I want to say that I know that's a broad and general statement to be made concerning what I just said. But let's go to what is being let's say life is about time. Life is about grace for us, for those of us who have experienced it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, listen. I know these are broad statements, but let's kind of bring them into the realization of what's being said. Listen to what God is saying. Through his son, Jesus Christ, he said, a certain man had a fig tree. Now, everybody knows that when you plant a tree, it is the design of it is, especially if it's a fruit tree, to bring forth fruit.
Oh, yes.
It is designed to bring life.
Yes, it is.
And it is designed as also to produce life, but also to give life.
Yes, sir.
So what does fruit do? Fruit helps you and I, helps you and me to live.
Yes.
So now here we go. Here's the basis of what's being said. Jesus is saying, this certain man planted this fig tree, and he expects it, because it was looking very good, it was pretty. And he put it in his vineyard, and came and saw fruit there and found none. This is what he said. This said he unto the dresser of his vineyard, behold, these 3 years. The tree is now in its stage of bearing fruit. It's in its season. It's come to a place where it should be producing.
Should be.
And he says, I've come here 3 years.
Mm.
Now, there's something about 3 years. 3 days, 3 years.
Yes.
Jesus had his earthly ministry
Yes.
And a half years.
Uh-huh.
And he goes on. And so what Jesus understood, three.
Yes, sir.
You know, three, the Trinity, three.
Yes, yes.
Father, Son, the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. So here's three. He says, I come here 3 years and I haven't found anything on you.
Mm.
Nothing at all. And so he begins to talk to the dresser of the vineyard. Now, let's first of all find out what the vineyard is. Jesus is talking to a man who had a certain man at a tree in a vineyard, a certain man, a fig tree in his vineyard. Let's bring that to today's vernacular. Let's bring it to today's insight of life.
Yes.
He's saying, let's look at it from this perspective. He's saying to you and me, there was a certain man who had some parishioners in a church.
Okay, all right.
And he says to them, you know, you've been in this church for 3 years.
Mm.
And you've just been sitting here, and you haven't won one convert.
Oh, wow.
You haven't produced anything. You don't want to be on any auxiliary.
No,
you don't
want to
be on any program. You don't want to witness. You don't want to be a participant in the things of the church. You're just sitting here.
Yes.
And you've been here like this for 3 years, and you haven't done anything.
Mm.
Well, it could be you might be in the wrong church. But anyway, that's another story. But so he begins to talk to him, and he addresses it. So then he goes to the dresser of the vineyard. Let's say Jesus now is talking to the pastor.
Yes,
he says, look, that parishioner you have has been in that chair, in that pew, for 3 years and has not done anything.
Mm.
And they have not produced not one thing for the kingdom.
All right.
And so the dresser, let's make the dresser the pastor.
Okay.
And he says to the pastor, these 3 years I've come and I've found nothing on this tree. And he said, let's cut it down.
Just making it plain.
Let's cut it down. He says, let's get rid of this individual because, and that sounds harsh, and that sounds very, very cruel for the person who holds the vineyard to say something on that level. But it was not producing.
It's his vineyard.
It's his vineyard.
And it's what it was made to do, to produce, to bring forth life. Life means defined a living thing. It, life, a human being, life is the time that a person or a plant or animal lives, lasts.
Procreates.
It's that's it. And that's another word, is to procreate, to bring forth life. But we also know that, and that he's talking about the person that's over it, the Word of God says, Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. So if the Word of God says, which is the greatest authority on every word, on everything and anything, that Jesus is life, well, that means he can do whatever he wants to do.
All right. Thank you for that. And listen to what Jesus is saying to this individual. Let's look at it from another version of the scriptures. Let's look at it from the Amplified Bible. He says in the Amplified Bible, and he told them of this parable, a certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came looking for fruit on it, but he did not find any. Verse 7, so he said to the vine dresser, see here, for these 3 years I have come looking for fruit on this fig tree, and I find none.
Mm.
He says, cut it down. Why should it continue also to use up the ground, to delete the soil, to intercept the sun, and to take up room? Friend, I want to say something to you today. I love you very much with all of the compassion and the grace of God that's in my life. Jesus is talking here. This is not just a regular conversation.
That's right.
None of the scriptures are regular conversation, personally.
Amen.
But when the Word himself is talking, when the Lord himself is talking,
yes,
when the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is talking, when the Creator of the ends of the earth is talking, I think that it is really, it's very important that you and I pay attention.
Very important. Utmost important.
he's saying, cut it down.
Yeah.
And you would think, well, why is he being so cruel? Why is he talking about cutting down a tree? It looks pretty. It's beautiful. It has glossy leaves.
Yes,
it's pretty. It's beautiful, yes. And it just looks good.
Similar to a magnolia tree.
Yes, but it has no fruit.
Mm.
The purpose of the tree. Let's talk about that for a minute. The purpose of the fig tree is to bear figs.
Yes. Yes.
Can I tell you something, friend? That tree was put in that vineyard because it had purpose.
Yes, yes, oh yes, hallelujah.
Can I tell you today
mm.
that wherever you've been placed,
glory, Lord, hallelujah,
you have purpose.
Purpose.
And, you know, I believe that's one of the things that Jesus was really alluding to, that most people have not found in life. They have not found. And I know I'm talking to somebody today. I can sense you listening
yes,
to this.
Yes.
And you're saying, you know, that's me.
Yes.
You're saying, I have not yet found my purpose.
Mm, mm, mm.
And, you know, this is something that has been puzzling in the lives of people throughout the generations.
Yes, sir.
That they feel, well, why am I in the earth? Why am I here? What is the relevance of my life? What is really my purpose?
Yes.
So let's describe that. Jesus, first of all, says there was a certain man who had a fig tree.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, we recognize that he was identified as having something.
Yes, sir.
And he identified as having something, and he identified that something as having a name.
Yes.
And
all
that,
right.
That he's talking about. Watch what I'm getting ready to say here. First of all, he's in the vineyard. Let's say we're in the earth. Let's say that now that the earth is the vineyard.
Okay.
And let's say that you and I have been put in the earth, and we don't know what we are or who we are.
All right.
So Jesus eliminates a whole lot of things here. He says a certain man had a vineyard who, watch what he goes on to say, had a fig tree. A certain man had a fig tree planted in the vineyard.
Mm-hmm.
So now he gives identity. I think a lot of people have lived in this life without really knowing their identity.
Yes.
I'm going to say that one more time.
It's so true.
Because it's very important. You must know your identity in order to understand your purpose. I'm going to say that one more time.
Yes, sir.
Because it bears repeating.
Mm.
You need to know your identity so you can understand your purpose.
Yes.
A fig tree gives figs.
Follow
the identity, I'm trying to be as plain as I can.
That's it.
And as clear as possible. A man is a man. A woman is a woman.
Yes.
A boy is a boy.
Yes, sir.
And a girl is a girl.
Oh, yes.
We're in the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say the earth is the vineyard.
Yes, sir.
God made man and God made woman to produce.
Yes, sir.
The woman and the man married are able to come together
mm-hmm.
and produce another life. And that life is either another child, whether it be female or male.
Yes, sir.
In the Old Testament, it was a curse if you were barren.
Mm.
And I'm just going straight to the jugular vein. I'm just trying to bring out some points here, because barren means you're fruitless.
That's what it means.
And if you're not bringing life to life,
mm-hmm.
then what purpose?
What purpose
is it for you?
Mm.
Now listen, I know that I'm talking. I know there's a woman listening to me right now. You're saying, but I'm barren. I've never been able to have children.
Mm.
Sister, I want to pray the prayer of faith for you.
That's
at
right.
this very moment.
Yes.
I want you to know that it is God's will for you to have children. So in the name of Jesus Christ, I speak this creative miracle
yes, Lord.
Into your life.
Hallelujah.
I command your womb to be open.
Yes,
I command
Lord.
Your egg weeks to be fertile.
Thank
and
you.
And I command you to bring forth birth
Jesus.
Into the earth
in
the
name
of Jesus Christ.
The name of Jesus.
The Son of the living
God.
I pronounce it upon you this day
Jesus.
By the anointing of the Lord
Hallelujah.
In my life in
yes,
a
Lord.
Connection with you
Glory.
In an agreement with my wife
Jesus.
That you will bring forth fruit and
yes,
I feel
Lord.
That taking place in your body
Hallelujah.
Even while I speak if you will say
yes.
I take that in Jesus' name it is yours by the grace of God.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
And I just feel led to say that.
Amen.
Amen. Go ahead and bring forth children in the earth.
Yes.
Be
yes.
fruitful, as God told Adam and Eve, and multiply.
Yes. Yes.
And I don't have time to go into all of that, but let's get back to the parable.
Yes. And I just want to say
yes.
something concerning, even concerning the word barren. Barren is an adjective. And as an adjective, it's going to describe what the situation is.
Mm-hmm.
And it just says, bottom line, I'm not just empty. Barren means empty. That's just the smallest, minute part of the word barren. It just means empty. And then it also means not producing. Whether you're not producing children, you're not producing crops, not producing fruit. And another word for it says not worthwhile. Another meaning for that word is not worthwhile. And I thank God for you praying that prayer because some people will feel like their life is not worthwhile, especially when you're married and you both desire to have children. You just kind of feel like, and then the purpose, to go back to the word purpose, you know me, I like to use the lexicography. I'm a word girl, a dictionary girl, an encyclopedia lady. Purpose is a noun, and it means what one plans to get or obtain. In other words, your aim, your goal. And then there's another definition for this. It just simply says the purpose means the intent. What you intend to do, your purpose. It's what God has intended for you. It's a plan. What's been planned out from you from the foundation of the world. The reason or use for something or someone.
And so sometimes, thank you, my sweetheart, that's very enlightening because what sometimes people, like you shared, feel like because they're not able to produce or to do something on
yes.
that magnitude, they have
yes.
no purpose.
Yes.
Now listen, we didn't come to tell you to be cut down today. We came to let you know
Amen.
That you can be built up.
Yes. Oh,
the
yes.
man
Hallelujah.
Says, the pastor of the church says, hey, let's not cut it down this year.
mm-hmm.
Let's not destroy it this year. Let's see what we can do for it.
Yes.
Let's see, can we work with the fig tree
mm-hmm.
to help it to produce? Can I tell you, friend, that God is always about grace?
Yes.
He's always about time.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
He is the God of grace.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's always been about grace.
Yes.
He's always been about time. He's always given us times
to
get things right.
America's
if you're hearing
favorite.
This broadcast today,
yes.
if you're hearing this podcast today, that means that you have time.
And thank you for taking that time to listen to what thus saith the Lord.
Amen. We want to encourage you today that you do have a purpose.
Yes.
That your life is worth the living. And that woman or that man, that woman that's saying that I don't have any purpose because I can't give children. And you know what? At the end of the day, God is with you because he wants you to be able to produce. Somebody says, well, I've tried everything. Can I tell you something? There was a lady in the Bible by the name of Hannah. She was not able to give fruit.
Mm.
She was not able to produce a child. But she cried, the Bible says she cried out.
Yes.
Unto the Lord.
Yes. Lord.
And the Bible says that she said, if you will give me a child, I will give him back to you.
Yes.
And that's why we have today books from the prophet Samuel.
Yes.
Who came into the earth.
Came.
Because his mother cried out to the Lord and said,
yes.
It is not good for me to be barren. It's
Thank
not
you.
Good for me to be empty. It's not good
yes.
for me to be fruitless. It's
Thank
not good
you.
For me not to bear fruit. It's not good for me.
Not good. Hallelujah.
And so she's. Listen, friend, can I tell you something today? If you really want to bear fruit, let me. And when I say fruit, whatever that thing is in your life that you believe
yes.
that is your purpose
yes.
in life and
yes.
it's not happening for you.
Yes.
Sometimes things come to help us to destroy us. They come hopes and dreams. They come to shatter our hopes and dreams.
Yes.
Some things happen. They come, and all of a sudden, now you feel like you've just lost your only opportunity. And there you are, falling apart. Now it seems like your life is doomed.
Yes.
As one songwriter says, but there's so much more.
So much more.
Waiting to happen for you.
Yes.
All you got to do is dare to believe. Here, we want you to believe today.
Believe.
As speaking to your life by faith.
Yes, Lord.
That whatever that thing has been voided in your life, that
yes.
seems that it has been fruitless. And
yes,
it seems
barren.
Like no, you're barren. You have no purpose. And it just seems like, you know, this is the time of year that most people desire to commit suicide. Because they feel like, you know what, I've lived all this time, I've done all this, everybody just seems to be happy, everybody just seems to be having fun, and here I am sitting up here, and my life is just empty. My life is void, it's fruitless, and I just don't know what to do with myself. I think I'll kill myself.
Yes, purpose.
That's the easy way out.
Yeah.
Somebody says, no, that's the hard way out. No, that's the easy way out. Because now you don't have to deal with why you're here.
That's right.
The heart, you know, it's easy to die, but it's hard to live.
Yes. Yes.
Let me say that one more time. Once someone says, it's easier to die, but it's harder to live.
Yes.
Your life, finding purpose, is a job.
Yes.
Doing your purpose is a job.
Oh, yes.
Understanding your assignment in the earth is a job.
Yes, it is.
And we came to tell you today that we are for you in your quest.
Yes.
To find out your purpose.
Jesus.
And that's why we're doing this podcast. We want you to find your purpose today.
Yes.
And understand that your life is worth the living. So the dresser of the vineyard, the pastor of the church, the father of the house.
Yes.
The person who's in charge of the vineyard, or the person who's in charge of the lives that are around him, says, Lord, let's not cut it down today.
No.
Let's give it another year.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Can I tell you something about a plant? God spoke this to me as I began to meditate over this a long time ago, and I'm writing a book on this particular thing. Actually, today we're talking about, we're asking the question, and you saw it on the blog, and you saw it, and now I guess I'm getting into it. I guess we just did the follow the initiation of it, but
the intro.
I guess now look, we're almost about over with the broadcast, and we just finished with the intro, right? Anyway, the bottom line is that I entitled this particular parable, "What's That Smell?" So, with that being said, you, as you are hearing me today, my wife and I on this. If you're hearing us today, listen. Let me talk to you about a plant. This dresser of the plant. Now he's talking to the vineyard manager. He's talking to the guy that's over that owns
the
vineyard.
Yes, owns the vineyard.
He owns the vineyard. Now listen, what he says. He says, let's not cut it down today. He says, let me dig around it.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's find out what actually in today's vernacular digging is.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just use it on this premise. He says, "Let me dig around it."
Mm.
In other words, let me get away from let me get the weeds and the stubble and the stuff that might be hindering it from producing.
Yes.
Let me get something and let's teal around it.
Yes.
And whatever the problems they're having, this tree may be faced with. Come on, talk to me. You know, excuse me just a minute, but I'm feeling a little bit of preachy here.
All right.
And he says, whatever this tree may be facing at this particular time, he said, let's deal with it. Let's get all the stuff away from the ground. That sometimes we have clutter in our lives, and we don't understand that the clutter that's around us could be the real reason why we're not producing. But we've been so attuned and we've been so accustomed to the clutter.
Yes.
Until we don't recognize that that's what's causing us not to produce.
That's it.
He said, let's dig around it.
Yes.
Now, what would you mean? What would I say to you today in this modern vernacular as a pastor if I was your leader? I would say this. You know, all you plant lovers out there, all you lovers of gardening and stuff,
Some of you guys really understand the meaning of gardening. So what you do is not only do you till the soil, not only do you make sure that it's getting proper sunlight and good water,
mm-hmm.
but you go and talk to it.
Yes, yes.
You
yes.
say, come on, little plant. Oh, you look so good today. Did you not know that the life of that plant can hear you, can respond to the voice that's taking care of it?
All right.
Have you ever talked to plants?
All right, yes, sir. Oh, yeah.
And you can talk to the plant, and the plant, you know, after a while, if you really are in tune with that plant, you say, look, I've been watering you. How do you feel today? Is it okay? You put plant food in with it, and you say, oh, you little roses. You, my wife, she loves roses. She says, come on and grow.
Mm.
Yeah, oh, you look so pretty. Did
mm.
you not know that that plant can respond?
All right. Yes, sir.
Just by words?
Yes.
Friend, we are talking words today.
Yes.
We are speaking words to you.
Yes, Lord.
We're speaking words into your life.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we want you to be able to understand that these words that we are speaking are bringing life inside of you.
Yes, Spirit of God.
Giving
life.
You hope, giving
yes.
you purpose of life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Helping you to find your fruitfulness.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
And the Lord is telling me to just pray for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I command that every person that's listening to this podcast
yes,
that has been barren,
thank
that
you,
has
Jesus.
Been fruitless,
thank
that
you,
has
Jesus.
Not been able to produce,
thank you,
as
Lord.
These words are going out, let them be as seeds.
Thank you, Jesus.
See,
hallelujah.
As seeds to them
Jesus.
To bring forth life. Let life spring out of them. Let it be a new birth, a new beginning, a new frontier, a new blessing
Jesus.
Upon them. I pronounce it in the name of Jesus,
Jesus
that it is born into them, that it is birthed into them, that it come to maturity today, that it bears fruit, and that that fruit will remain.
Jesus.
In Jesus' name, we declare that upon your life.
And decree it in Jesus' name.
Today.
Today.
What was the purpose of bearing figs in the first place from the fig tree? Watch what I'm getting ready to say. The purpose of the fig tree bearing figs was so that the figs could come and bring seeds so that they could produce more figs.
All right.
I'm going to say that one more time. It's a simple process,
mm-hmm.
but yet it's profound.
Yes.
The fruitfulness of the fig tree was to produce figs. Yes, yummy, good, taste. I like fig bars. Hey, I'm just a fanatic for fig bars, I think. That there's some of the most tastiest treats and healthy for you that I've known.
This is true. This is
listen,
so true.
But the bottom line was, is that the fig tree was to produce fruit so that seeds could come out of the figs.
Mmm.
Yes. To produce more fruit.
Seeds.
As long as seed time and harvest. When your season has... Friend, I'm hearing the Lord say so many things to me. Your season has come.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
That makes my wife shout because she's like,
glory. Hallelujah.
Your season has
thank
come.
You, Jesus. Yes,
and
Lord.
It is time for you. I don't know. I see you've been waiting. You've been wondering. You've been trying to figure out. I have not produced anything. I don't have any purpose. It seems like it's my life is doomed. So much more is waiting to happen for you.
So much more.
So much more.
Yes, Lord.
Dare to believe today. Listen. There's hope where you are,
you.
Right where you are. You said, but you don't know where I am. I'm in one of the worst predicaments of my life. There's hope.
Hope.
Where you are.
Yes, Lord.
Right. See, God never addresses us where we ought to be.
Yes.
He always addresses us
where
we
are. Yes.
If he had addressed me where I should have been, then I wouldn't be talking to you today.
All right.
Because I should have been in hell.
Yes.
But he gave me grace.
Yes, he did.
And I'm not going to go there. I just feel preachy. I'm sorry, you know, it's... If I'm getting preachy, I want to continue with this parable, but I'm getting fired up. I preach myself happy. I guess I talk myself happy or whatever. But the bottom line is that there's hope where you are, right where you sit, right where you are as you're listening to this podcast. If you're listening in the archive, there's hope right
yes.
where you are.
Thank you, Jesus.
And the Lord is waiting. The vine, the dresser of the vineyard is there. I'm here to help you today to find your purpose. My great friend, Dr. Miles Monroe, said something that was very important. He said, and he gave this in one of his books, And Miles, I love him. God bless you. I know you're in glory right now saying, so this is the kingdom, huh? Amen. He's preaching righteousness and kingdom living, and he's with the Lord at this particular time.
Yes.
God knows best. He knows all. Listen, he said this. He said the worst thing in life is not dying. He said the worst thing in life is not finding your purpose.
Mm.
You know what? He said the tragic thing of life is not dying.
That's right.
He said, but the tragedy of life is a person who never finds their purpose. That's tragic. And so here we find the vine dresser, or the vineyard man, the dresser of the vineyard, pleading the case for the fig tree. Can I tell you something today, friend? Your pastor, your leader, somebody, I'm here, my wife is here.
Yes.
We're pleading for your case before the Lord on behalf of who you are. We're pleading your case today, standing here in the gap for you by the grace of God to tell you, you have purpose.
You have
purpose.
Don't
give up.
Don't give up.
Faint. Don't cave in. Don't quit.
Amen, amen.
The Bible says, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap. Ephesians.
Yes.
I think chapter 6, verse, somewhere around about 9, 10. He says, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Don't give up. Don't quit. Don't cave in. You have hope.
Yes.
There is hope for you. It's hope where you are, not where you ought to be. Somebody says, well, I want to be here. But there's hope where you are.
Galatians 6 and 9.
Yeah, I should know that by memory for really.
Yes.
Okay.
But then go ahead.
But
yes, sir.
Thank
yes,
you.
Sir.
There's hope where you are. Galatians what?
6 and 9.
I just had my books mixed up. It's Galatians 6 and 9. And it says, be not weary in well-doing. For in due season ye shall reap if you faint not.
Yes, Lord. We cannot faint. We cannot faint. We cannot faint. People of God, we cannot faint. There's that the spirit of success is in us.
Yes, it is.
And we cannot fail when we continue to stand on the word of God. And when we continue to seek God's face and have faith, don't just seek his face, have faith that what he has said already is so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Now, my wife just brought up a very important point there. There is a factor in what she said about your production. You must have faith.
Yes.
This is what the vine dresser was saying. He, in the vineyard, he's saying, look, I have faith that if we dig around it,
yes,
if we talk to it,
yes,
and move all the clutter, remove all of the congestion away from around the tree, around the areas of it, that once we've done that, we've cleared the ground. Maybe that will be that. Now we're getting set up to help nourish it.
Yes, sir.
See, sometimes you have to get stuff out of your way.
All right.
Have you ever come to your house and you say, you know what? I can't move around in here. I've got to get this clutter out of the way before. Have you ever come to your kitchen?
All right.
And you know you got to cook.
I'll take
it. And you have dishes everywhere. Pots and pans all over the place. And you say, you know what, I need to move these pots and pans and clean this area out before I can really get to how I want to cook. Because some of these pots and pans, I need them to cook with.
Yes.
And so you do that. You do that procedure. And then all of a sudden you say, now my kitchen is clean. Everything is in order. And now I can now go forth cooking because I have all the food that I need here to do that.
Yes.
So the man says, look, I'm going to clean up the kitchen.
Preparation.
Can I use it that way?
Preparation.
He says, preparing. I'm prepared. He says, we're going to clean up the kitchen. We're going to dig around the tree.
Yes.
And now we're going to do something that this is the reason why we got this title. We're going to dung it. He said, we're going to fertilize it. In those days, they did not use what we call phosphates and nitrates and stuff like that.
Yes.
They used the real phosphates and nitrates, and they used, it came from the animals, and it's called manure. And they used that type of fertilizer.
Yes, that's what dung is.
He said, let's dung it. Let's put manure on it. Let's just look animal manure. Let's use it to fertilize it. And so I came up with the topic, what's that smell? Listen, you might be in your dung season right now.
Oh, wow.
And somebody says, oh, you sure smell bad.
Mm-mm.
That's not a bad thing. Your cologne might not be the testiest. It might not be the best. But I can tell you right now that the smell of your tree, it may not be appealing to others.
Yes.
You may be in a stinky situation singularly to yourself at this point.
Glory.
But I want you to know that because you smell bad does not mean that you are in trouble.
That's right.
Because you smell bad does not mean that you're not set up to produce cup. Because you are in a mess.
Yes.
Uh-oh. I'm going to say that one more time. You are in a mess because a mess is around you. That mess is the dung that God is using. Somebody says, I don't want to be in this mess. Mm. I want to get out of this mess.
All right.
Can I tell you something? The mess that you're in is developing a message out of you.
Yes, yes. Mess age.
Yes, you might be in a mess. And somebody says, this age is messed up. Well, God wants to give us a message.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
So now, listen.
For the mess age.
Now, listen. You may be in a mess, but God is doing that to give you a message. That message is not just a message to say that I was out of a mess, but it's a message of hope, not just for you, but for others.
And that's the mess sage, gives you a sage. Well, along with the mess age comes the sage.
Let's find out what sage means. Listen, friend, listen. You may be smelling bad at this point. The Lord has been digging around you.
Mm.
It seems like nobody wants to be around you. Everybody is saying when they come to your house, they say, "Ooh, what's that smell?" Did you not know that your smelling has a lot to do with your tasting? I was looking at a documentary the other day, and I found out clinically that the smell of the individual has a lot to do with how they taste.
All right.
It has to do with 90% of how your taste works.
Mm-hmm.
If your smelling is gone, your tasting is no good.
Mm-hmm.
And can I tell you something? There are a lot of people that are tasting stuff that's not good for them because they can't smell.
All right. All right.
And then there are a lot of people who are smelling saying, wow, I don't want to be around that person.
Mm.
Some people are smelling your situation today and they're saying, we don't want to be around you. Do you feel lonely? Do you feel rejected? Do you feel pushed out? Do you feel shoved away from the society that you're living in? And it seems like nobody wants to be around you because you've been really seeking God. You've been really trying to find your purpose.
Yes.
And now all of a sudden you smell bad.
Mm.
Because the Lord has given you an opportunity to find yourself.
Yes.
And because, have you ever seen that you're frustrated lately or that you are lashing out at people and being ugly and saying things and just impulsive and just saying, that may not be a bad thing. It could be that you're trying to find your purpose and you don't know how to express it.
That's right. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, man, we're getting down to the runway here.
Oh, yes.
Got almost 6 minutes left.
Sage has two meanings. Now, those of us that females, a lot of the women that cook or that are aware of seasonings and spices in their kitchen or in other kitchens, then we know that sage as a noun is a plant related to mint. And when it has green leaves, and when they are ground up and pressed and gone through a procedure to make it become a seasoning, then it tastes fabulous in foods. Most people in the deep south are aware of what dressing is. In the northern and eastern states, dressing is considered to be stuffing. And in all of those, in order for that flavor, that taste to be just wonderful, it must have sage. Then when we look at sage as an adjective, it's wise, It's one, being wise. It's also not just that. It's also showing good judgment.
So now, if sage is that, what about a mess?
Mm.
See, sometimes when we think we're in a mess,
yes,
we feel like that there's no hope for us. So
yes,
we feel like
is.
that situation has brought us to a place where we just we can't function. You know, sometimes when you're in, and most of the times, most people when they're in a mess get stuck.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And you know, it's embarrassing to be in a mess.
Yes, it is.
It's embarrassing to have mess around you. So, and I say that I don't say that to be ugly, and I don't say that to be comical. At the end of the day, I say that because a lot of us are in messes.
Yes.
We're in messes around us, and let me use the literal term manure. Let's
yes.
just put it that way, that we're in manure up to our necks probably.
Well, I'm going to tell you about the word mess real quickly. As a noun, it's interesting that you mentioned that because, see, when we think about even like in the military, mess in the military is a group of people that are eating.
Mess hall.
They're
yeah.
in the mess hall, right? where they eat,
yeah.
they go to the mess hall.
So some of you military people can relate to where we're coming from. That cook can't cook. Oh, I'm not sorry, no.
And then in other areas, a mess is a heap or mass of things just thrown together, mixed up. You go up to your children's room and say, boy, this room is a mess. Girl, well, you know better than this. Look at all this mess all over the floor. Then there is also a literal condition of being dirty, a literal condition of being unclean. It's a personal thing that is also in a condition. Praise
so,
God.
You know, let's we're getting ready to close. We only have a few minutes left. Maybe I don't know if we can pick this back up, but let's just give you the ultimate of the message today that we're saying.
Yes.
You may be smelling bad. It's a messy situation, but God came to clean up the mess today. And
yes.
He's dunging around you. He's putting mess around you to get you to grow.
Yes.
That's the purpose of the mess.
Mm-hmm.
The mess has stuff in it to either help you to grow or just to die.
Yes, sir.
Listen, if you receive it today, if
yes.
you take what we're saying, if the tree that the man is talking to, the pastor, the vineyard dresser,
yes.
the father of the house, the people that are around you, your boss, whoever it may be, it may seem like a mess. I hope you can relate to where we're coming from.
Yes.
But I want to tell you today that it was designed to help you to grow.
Yes. Oh, yes.
That's the bottom line. And to produce fruit.
Yes.
To give you life. So that smell that's going on in your life, that mess that came to give you a message, even if you're in the mess hall, if your room is messy, children, we want to tell you today that mess, clean it up.
Yes.
It's there to help you to grow. Let me say that one more time. It is there not to destroy you, but it is there to make you grow and produce fruit.
Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
One more time. The mess that you're in is not to destroy you, but it is there so that you can grow and produce fruit.
Yes.
We've got a minute and some seconds left, honey. Is there anything you want to say before we pray the prayer of
well,
faith today?
Well, I just thank God for you, man of God, today, being the messenger.
Amen.
Because
and you as well.
Praise God. We being the messengers to a sick and a messed up and a horrible situation in some people's lives and then in others' lives, just an encouragement. You understand what's going on with your mess. You know, and then in the end, the ultimate is that God sent us a Messiah. He sent us Jesus, and He knows all about the word mess.
Amen. We'll talk about Messiah on another time, but here's the day. We want to pray the prayer of faith for you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Those who
yes,
heard this
Lord.
Podcast today. Those who are seemingly in a mess and seem like they can't get out, and they want to get out, but
yes,
not
Lord.
Knowing that the mess is for their growth and maturity them to produce fruit. Let it be for them today that they will find purpose in life, that they will understand it, do it to the uttermost.
Hallelujah.
Do it by faith, receive what we said, and let it bring forth life into their bodies today, into their circumstances, situations around them.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Look, we love you. We'll be back with you on next week again with another Block Talk Radio episode. God bless you.